grievance, you know. All of our, exactly, this was hard, he must be a goddamn spot, so, for us. Did you hear about the dean papers he now thinks are? Foreign domestic intelligence. Isn't that the goddamnest thing in the world, that a judge would give that to those two senators? It's a total relief that it isn't about Watergate. It has no relation to Watergate. This is crazy hell, but don't. But the point is, I remember when we set this damn thing up. It was right here in this office, you know. They were all fighting each other. CIA, NSA, in fact, Geiger was in the meeting at that time. He's the NSA, and Helms. And we said, Mr. Hoover, you're in charge of the gathering of intelligence, you know, blah, 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 blah. And all of you work together. But the whole point is that I think that we worry about such a stinky document. Well, it shows you that these fellows play a mind.
It's a good issue.
We ought to fight up. Goddamn, yes. I got Henry off. I cheered him up a little. I told him that everything was fine. And he had done right. So forth and so on. He burbled along.
Well,
incidentally, I'm about to see Colin at 10:30. How's his temperature?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. We spent about 2 hours with him yesterday, and Ron had dinner with him last night. I think Patton was the same as both, but some details out. With us, Brad Nash and myself, he came in very strong that there has to be a complete house cleaning. Everyone must go.
Ziegler, too.
Ziegler, especially.
He's not going to go.
Yeah, he said that Ziegler was a constant irritant to the press. And it was just...
No, he's just wrong about that.
But he said, and also everyone else, every appointee that comes from the White House to the departments, they have to go away to all those people.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I'm on a team. Go ahead.
Well, I...
Could they fool him at all on it?
Yes, we did, and Ron did too last night. But what he's really after is, he said, the real key change that must be made would be if he is the Secretary of State. I said, well, are you making yourself available? He said, no. And I said, well, then the logical candidate would be him. And he said, no, that would be Jesus.
Yeah.
That was the document. They don't know precisely what the supplements are, but they are related.
Yeah. After all this crap about looking over and being documents, why did he take such a thing out of this White House? To use for blackmail purposes?
I can only assume, sir. I can only assume he took it for leverage.
But Fred, that's a perfectly proper thing to do.
Oh, it was the proper thing to do.
No, what I meant is,
you don't have to defend the doing of it with some foreign government, and you'll get a lot of screams about it.
Because we do have taps on them.
Well, Mr. President, the way the collection operation works on some in and out line, this foreign collection, but some of the communication companies here choose to pick those communications up that go to the foreign country and back at this end of the board.
Right.
So actually the tape is here, and it's been, and then it's transmitted by the mail to the two groups. So
well, I think that's one Watergate story is.
That was going to be a dud. I think we'll have trouble holding it if Irvin gets it because of his special interest, particularly in the NSA participation in anything domestic. Quite frankly, I've been the one that was head on with him about this.
Well, the NSA, But domestic, well, domestic, you mean this has to
be... We've always told them it's defined as foreign intelligence. And it's not purely domestic. They don't bother with stuff that is terminal to terminal in the country.
Well, let me say this. I'm relieved, at least I'm glad it isn't some crap that this son of a bitch has had now. They'll let him play his own string out, and we better start taking the offensive with him. I think this kid is, I think he's doing some blowing. What do you think?
What do you think? Yeah. Well, I think so. He weakened himself quite considerably. I just brought over a young lawyer this morning who has, from my office, to work on some stuff. And I had him start yesterday going back and reading the clippings we're trying to put together. And when he started reading in detail, he found out that Dean admitted that he had never seen you but 10 times the whole time he was here. And only two times before, very recently, it had quite an impact on him. You mentioned it to me early this morning.
I do not think he's going to manage, but he'll make all sorts of wild charges. But on the other hand, he's got his tip in the record deep here. This whole Walter story, for example, is badly... Bob and John got to answer something like that. Because basically, it's Dean that went over that. Bob and John didn't go over to do that thing. It came out of that meeting, they might say. But goddamn, Dean went over and asked for that coverage. Dean did all that.
Craig did the work.
He did the dirty work.
Well, anyway, that's a good job, Master Bride. I congratulate you for your brilliance in getting it before.
No brilliance, just asking questions. I went home last night. Had the guy in here at 7 o'clock this morning. There's a young major out there that I asked him to find out what kind of document it could be. He found out that they participated in writing one of someone in Bork. He came in early this morning. So he got a description.
Well, get together. Later today, I've got Conley coming in a couple of minutes, a few minutes. But we'll, right now, though, I told Fred last night, now that we've done divide the work around as much as we can, put the heavy burden of this son of a bitch thing on his shoulders. You and I and the rest have got as much as possible to pay our
debt. You've got other things.
Right. And he's willing to do it. He's, and by God, we'll follow what you do. And this can be, this is going to be a tough fight, but we can win it. I mean, this son of a bitch thing is a proof of it. In fact, well, I remember I called you last night. What the price could it be for that? And make you drink an immunity. I think he was bluffing it, though.
I think he was
bluffing. This is a damn bluff.
But I never believed, Mr. President, that this was part of our problem.
Part of
the problem to help with. No, he would never have given them up.
Good.
If they were leveraged.
Good.
Real leveraged.
Okay, thanks a lot, Frank. Great job. Well, Tommy, this was always tough. And I'm ready, you know, I'm ready too, and I'm not. Replace him. I'm going to support you through Ziggler out. Who are you going to put in? Klein? Shit, I'm going to buy it. Incidentally, I think Ziggler is the most valuable man in this staff.
So do I.
And Ziggler is highly regarded by this press.
Well,
were you able to cool him at all? Or?
No, quite frankly, I wanted him to talk.
Yeah,
so I could find out what he was saying. And
then about Steve, what did he suggest?
Well,
what'd you tell him?
Well, I said, well, you know, there are only two men that could do this job, John. And I said, unless you have an alternative, he did. And I said, one is you and the other is Henry.
Right.
And I said, quite frankly, I don't think Henry would be a problem if he were doing the right things, because he's the one guy that could put the screws on the Israelis and get away with it. And he just shut up, because what he's after is fate, I'm convinced of that.
Yeah. Well, we may have to give another
part. Well, that's right. I don't think you were.
I'm going to offer today.
Destroy that option. But I sure as hell will get it.
No. Today. No, I'm going to see how he behaves.
Now, he's a hell of a good guy. He's very dramatic in discussing the impact on the economy, on confidence, the market.
I know. He's worried about the market. He's given me that too, and I understand it. We've got to do something about the stock market. We've got to inspire confidence, and I've got to do something. got to do something more dramatic than energy. We've got to do something more dramatic than waiting for Christ. That's why I wanted to sit in on some of this so that he could see what we could or couldn't be done. Hell, I'm all for doing something. Your main thing is, let me say this, this is the critical point. He hasn't lost his death sentence. He isn't talking about checking out.
This is where I want to emerge. I think in his typical style, he's going to say, this is what has to be done.
If it isn't done.
If it isn't done, I'm going back to Texas. I have a very strong feeling that that's the way it's going to play.
Well, let's let it, I think we should let him do it. No reason. Don't you agree?
Yeah. He,
I'm not going to play that.
But I would, what I was going to say is I wouldn't make it too hard one way or the other. I would just say, well, we have human factors here. We've got the growing of this government, and goddammit, a lot of innocent people, I don't think should be ground up just for a new broom that isn't going to satisfy anybody anyway. I had told Reedy something dramatic. I agreed to that yesterday.
Yeah.
But I was really trying to find out whether it was stating with actors or we knew what they said. He never agreed that he would serve something he said he wanted to. But Ron said he kept coming back all the way during their dinner. But that's what we really need is a good dynamic secretary of state. And quickly. Now that I couldn't agree with.
He thinks Timmons should go, doesn't he?
Yeah, he thinks Timmons.
But his attack on Ziegler doesn't, well, is it not attack?
It wasn't an attack. He's personally very high on Ziegler.
Yeah.
And he's very objective about it. He says just that Ron's a red flag.
No.
Ron, to a degree, is a red flag. Let's not kid ourselves. But that doesn't mean that he's a liability to us. Okay. He's anything but. He's a crucial aspect of this operation.
Look.
Anybody be a red flag out there? Anybody at this time? And there's damn few, and you can't bring in a new clown to go out there that can handle this kind of stuff. It's just, it has to be a man that you have confidence in, that knows the background, who's totally dedicated to you.
Did you point out that in terms of state, that nothing could be done before the Soviet summit, because
he feels it has to be done very quickly. At least the announcement.
Well, for Christ's sake, you announce it. No way. He and you couldn't put him and Henry in the same bag, could you?
You could for a period. You could for a period.
Well, maybe we made a bad move there to try to bring him in. I guess that was a... No. It's all right to bring him in and talk to him.
We have to bring him in for this.
Yeah. But if he goes, he's going to... He's not going to go loudly, in my opinion. You think I should just sort of let him go? Then say, I'm not going to take any of that crap from anybody else, believe me. I've got to maybe have the... I've got to run this country, goddammit. This is not my job.
No, I think I listened to him. And you think about it. You found a number of things that you would like to consult with him on. The rest of the hand of the conqueror. And tell you think about this. Let's keep our powder dry on the railroad. That could be bad for a runaway man.
Yeah.
He's got a big mouth and it goes far. I don't think we expect it from him.
Well, I was hoping that when Conley came around, he would sort of be a sort of one of our sturdy lifting spirits. He always was earlier.
I think he's still kidding.
Because you need somebody that's going to lift a little and not come in. God, you know, Al, except for you and Ziegler, nobody comes into this office except to, frankly, except for me to cheer him up, you know. And there comes a time when, I remember in Ireland, I don't need it very much, but then so I'm going to try to cheer me up a little.
That's right. That's what we're here for, by God, and that's what should be done.
No, I'm not complaining of something, but I. For these people to come in and whine and bellyaching around.
Well, he's very smart and he's damn good, and I don't think he's, with the exception of his ambitions, his advice would be generally fairly sound. It's overkill, and he overkills a lot.
Yep. He always said anything else like he did on the other. But I mean, I'm sure Richardson, if you have any more thought on that, I notice now that I'm an approved man.
I have a little talk for
him. Anything he wants, we'll do. But does he think he wants to tell the truth?
Yes. He wants to tell the truth. He thinks he's fairly close to him. He read to me his charter from the special investigator.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. It's very autonomous.
Right.
Character. To this point, there are only three guys left now. And one of them is California fellow. It's bad news.
Christopher. He's a son of a bitch.
Bad news. And I just don't know. I'm afraid to tell him that he is bad news. But I've got to get the word to him. I'll get that done directly.
Okay.
Well, we've got to get someone who's outside that is not traceable here, who is strong enough. Maybe someone from California, maybe you. Someone to say, look, you really got to, you got yourself a bad apple.
Ask a bench if he knows of a liberal type of person in California who is not a particular connection, but somebody that could call Richardson and say, I've noted Warren Christopher's name used, and he would be an utter disaster. Get the point. Get a bench on that right away and ask Klein. Klein may know, but I mean, I don't know. Those are the only ways I know to get it. And if they go, but if he gets in these bad news, what the hell difference is it? I mean, you think?
I'm
getting to the point that I don't think they can do a hell of a lot of it. They're going to have to indict. They're going to have to try. It's going to be a long, miserable thing.
You know, it's not worth it. It's not worth doing anything that has any risk in it. Now, we're going to program Ron today to take on the Senate committee actions on Cambodia. A very narrow perspective. Because I think that we just can't sit here like folks on the law, goddammit. We ought to take these things on.
Unbelievable. Just before anyone goes on the trip, take on the Senate committee, deny us any foreign policy tool, whatever it is, I'll be seated. Well, I think South Vietnam can survive for a year from hell or high water.
Probably.
Does survive for a year, then by God, we'll put it right on them. You know what I mean? I get it to be goddamn cynical about this. You can't force down the throats of this goddamn Congress something that.
No, but we ought to put them on notice so that
they get the money
to ride, that by God, it's clear what we get. You know, I think we need lots of follow up on yesterday's initiative, which on balance is coming up very well. You know, there's some carbon.
You mean about the commission?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, of course that'll carve. But you know, everything, you've got to have some controversy.
That's right. Now, H.K. Smith called me last night.
C1.
And he asked, he said, I'd sure like to have a president.
No.
And I said,
no,
why not? I'd be very much, I did want you to know.
Yeah, well, I am telling him I saw anybody, I would see him, but that I must, that the president is not going to make standing to the man until after the grand jury is active.
That's right.
I think that's the important thing. This is the matter is so sensitive, and the grand jury is close to action, and that any statements he makes in any circumstances here, that he must be will not have taken him, will have the grand jury. That's a line I'm giving around. Call him back and just say that. I don't indicate the grand jury does it. I'm not suggesting that that's the next few days, but it's coming. I mean, they are now in the process of their actions, and the president reveals that anything he will reach it, but you can be sure that there will come a time he'll be glad to see you, but he's not going to see anybody else. He's not going to have a press conference until now. And also, let me say this. We can't allow the feeling here in Washington. Sure, we know it's affecting the country too, and particularly the politicians like Conway. But goddammit, we've still got to have some confidence in the fact that we've got a lot of support in the country. It's I bet you we're gonna have
massive huge support.
Huh?
We've got massive support.
I think we have.
I know.
There's some sympathy out there. There's some people that are sure that we had elections, but a lot of people, you know, they say, "God damn it, we're for you because you're under attack." Now this damn thing is a chicken shit thing. The more you put it in perspective, take the Walters thing. So they tried to get the CIA to cover it up. So what's wrong with that? It was wrong. It was stupid. And it didn't. And it wasn't done.
It was not done. It was not done.
Walters didn't do anything. Incidentally, on Walters' memorandum, incidentally, what about his secretary's stenographic notes?
No, I asked him about that. And he said that there are none.
All right. All right. On these, we're going to send that Walters' memorandum. What the hell for you? So.
Absolutely.
No, you should give that up.
No, you see, there are two things that were in that that were not in the affidavit or anything else.
Yeah, one of them, I sent, asked them to go in.
And the other was that Gray said that he had called him and asked him for him and said, see, that would be bad if he went up.
Which I had not done. But I, yeah, that was in the conversation with Gray. Yes, but you said that I had called Gray. He raised the water gate, and I said, have you seen Walter? But the point was, it was totally unrelated to the first conversation.
That's right.
Well, what was involved was that I knew that Walters was investigating in the CIA. Al Woolley, we were all trying to find out what the Christ was going on here.
That's exactly right.
And I think Bob and John were trying to find out. Dean then became a free agent. Could I do think that Bob and John would have had John Dean go over to the CIA and tell them, look, will you put these pastors on your payroll? How, for Christ's sakes. They're too good to
write. That's right. That's right. They never did that. And I think that's the way the whole thing's going to resolve itself, too.
Resolve itself. We would have told them to have the CIA in. We, I guess, a lot of, as I told you, everybody hoped that maybe that was the case.
Sure.
But it wasn't, you know. Now, Helms has got to stand up. You think he will? But he has not consented to do anything else. Because he did.
When I say stand up, I think he'll keep himself as far from the whole thing as he can. And that's just fine.
Well, this coming is going to be rough on him because he'll really lay it to me hard.
I want to get him in just before he sees you.
Come on, just case on. You know what you might. You know, I need to suggest something. I know that he was the reason for it, but I've been doing some very intense things. But you say, Governor, you know one thing. This man's taken one hell of a lot. He's taken it pretty strong this way. Just around here, you know, we don't have anybody that goes in and says, look, give him a little, a little encouragement because tell him he's got to move. He's got to move in his own way. You know, a little of that. Do you think you can talk to him along those lines?
Yeah.
Why don't you get him in now? Say, I'm finishing my radio speech. Fine. And as soon as you're through with him,